Tánaiste says he wants to fast-track the national broadband plan by up to 2 years. After all this time, the aim is part of the country's first national remote work strategy, which also reveals employees will have a legal right to ask to work remotely by September. The €3 billion national broadband plan is due to be finished in 2027, connecting over 500,000 rural homes and businesses. And Enterprise Minister Leo Varadkar says he wants it finished quicker than planned. And we'll hear what he has to say soon. But first of all, to look at remote working, the pros, cons and infrastructure needed, we're joined by Caroline Jackson from Jackstone Recruitment and owner of Hub 13, Hugh O'Toole. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Declan.
How are you?
Good morning,
good
you.
Morning. So let's start off with yourself, Caroline. And what do you think of this idea? I mean, we've come used to now a new way of working with this pandemic. So, you know, for a lot of people at the moment, working from home is the norm. What do you think of this proposal?
I think in theory it's a good idea. I think a lot of people would be afraid when they get told or hear that they're going to be made offer something. I'm talking about employers, that they're going to be, you know, it's going to be law to have to offer people to work from home. But I don't think there should be any fear whatsoever, because we have shown that it can work and it does work, and we never thought it was possible really like this. I certainly didn't, and I think most people I know in business would feel the same. But it is working, and I think where people are happy and they can do their work, I don't see why not. It's nothing to be afraid of. I think it'll work itself out, because some people want to work from home, and if they're able to do their jobs, it's no problem. And in some cases, I think people have been more productive. I certainly found some of the people who work in Jackstone Recruitment have definitely found their productivity has gone up. And if that's the case, well, then that's great. Everybody's going to win.
There's a few things around this, though. You have a legal right to ask. Sure, you could ask the boss anyway. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You won't get into trouble by that. Whether and that brings us to my second thing. You could have a legal right to work from home, but you mightn't have an entitlement to work from home. And how do we balance up the two?
Well, I think, as you say, the legal right to ask. I mean, that's there. You can ask anyway. And I think the thing is that if it's possible to do your job from home, well, then an employer is going to be very receptive towards that question and making it work, because it's going to be good for everybody. People want to be happy doing their work and able to do their work, and the employers want to be able to get the jobs done. So I think we've already seen that we can monitor it and make it work, and therefore, yeah, I think why not? If that's what Leo Varadkar feels is a prudent move by the government, well, I think we can all cope with it, and I don't think it's going to change that much, really.
Let's hear now. I think Leo is ready to impart his knowledge to us, so let's hear what Enterprise Minister Leo Varadkar said about the broadband.
I don't think anyone doubts now how essential this infrastructure is. It's the biggest investment in rural Ireland in the history of the state, connecting 500,000 home, farms and businesses to high-speed broadband. It's a 7-year programme. It's actually a little bit behind schedule now because some works were delayed because of the pandemic. But we think there is the possibility of speeding it up. And, you know, if we can speed it up by a year or two, that's what we're going to do.
And much of our programme, Hugh O'Toole from Hub 13, was taken up over the last few years with lack of broadband and lack of Wi-Fi and situations like that here in County Wicklow. Good news that if he wants to bring it forward, but how are you managing in Hub 13?
Well, we're managing quite well, Declan, at the moment. We have reduced our capacity somewhat and to stay in line with COVID-19 guidelines and regulations. That's been the major impact on us. But the level of interest has increased every month. There's more and more people being interested in remote working and wanting to avail of our services. I think the broadband question is one of the key ones, particularly for rural Ireland, and how rural Ireland can benefit from remote working. As you know, we're a rural hub here outside Newton and Kennedy. And I think there's going to be quite a level of interest in the rural areas to try and facilitate remote workers and keep the people who live in villages like Kilcoo, Newton and Kennedy, Roundwood, Animo in where they live and provide facilities. Broadband is the key to it. It doesn't work without a high-speed connection. The level of interest is growing all the time, and it's interesting that the type of facility that people are looking for is also being discussed, you know, over the phone and by email, and what facilities they need, what services you may offer. These are the kind of big things we're being asked. So we welcome this document, and I think it's going to be very exciting for Wicklow, because we've got such a broad range of new people that have moved into Wicklow over the last 10 or 15 years. An awful lot of them would benefit from working remotely or having the choice to be able to work, you know, 3 to 4 days in a hub like ours, or 1 or 2 days in the office in Dublin, and cut down on their commute. And quality of life is one of the key issues that keeps coming up with people who use our facilities.
Give us a profile of the people who were, I suppose, ahead of the curve in some way, because they were working with you in Hub 13 ahead of the pandemic. So what profile would you say generally of people who were availing of that service?
Very wide. Like, we focused on tech and creative, so we would have a lot of tech workers here, a lot of self-employed and some on contract basis, two with direct employment contracts who are working here because of COVID, and then we've some legal event organisers, actually two event organisers working here, and a trader. So the range is quite large, and what's driving most of the interest is the initial thing was broadband connection. Without a doubt, people's home connection was just not good enough. Secondly, within the COVID-19 reality is working from home doesn't work. You've got kids, you've got for example, there's one person, he's working from home, he's working for a big company, his wife went to school, he's got 2 children at university, and they're all trying to walk off one house and one broadband link. So they're all working, using broadband, studying, work, etc. And the house is now a workplace, and it's very, very difficult. He's had to come to us because just to get some work done, but also to keep familiar relations acceptable, should we put it that way. And, you know, there's all these other pressures to come along from COVID-19 and from working remotely that I see some of them are addressed in the paper. I haven't read it all yet. There's quite an awareness that there's an awful lot to remote working, but this is where good quality hubs come in and good quality facilities, and I think it's particularly where rural hubs can have a major impact. Like, we're, you know, 8 minutes from the city, say, the centre of Greystones. We're 12, 13 minutes from Bray Centre. But, it's, you know, there's villages and towns like ours in this area where, you know, these facilities will make a great benefit to villages and towns. And also, if, you know, planning law loosens up and farms are allowed to diversify into providing, say, enough working area for, say, up to 10 remote workers or 5 to 10 workers, gives them added benefit and an extra income, which, you know, particularly the upland farmers really need at the moment. I think it's going to get very interesting what happens in Wicklow in particular.
Indeed, and a lot of time apart from broadband was taken up by commuting time, particularly on the N11 on the eastern side of the county, which was like a car park described. You were going to say something there, Caroline?
I was just going to, in relation to what he was saying there, completely support what he's doing is fantastic. And I think there's going to be a lot of benefits that come out of this, regardless of this document or not. With the working remotely or working from home or working from a hub somewhere like Hub 13, is it's going to be great for local businesses, for County Wicklow, because keeping people in the county, instead of them all, as you say, on the N11, going into Dublin and taking all their business and the money they spend on their coffees and their lunches and everything else they need in Dublin, it's going to be kept in County Wicklow. So I think it's going to be great for business and people working in Wicklow and providing services and selling products. It's also going to be great for the environment, because to take those cars off the road and the emissions, I know a lot of people are moving more towards electric now, but it has to be a good thing to take away all those cars off the N11. I mean, we've seen it for years and years, and increasing at a phenomenal rate. And then the other thing is the quality of life. When we do eventually get through all this and we can relax a little bit more, the quality of life, people commuting, I don't think they realise. We've seen it when people have maybe come to Jackson Stone Recruitment and then got a job closer to home. They're so much happier that they're not spending 3 hours a day in the car. You know, it takes it out of their family life, their spare time, their time getting exercise, and it's good for the head. So there's going to be so many benefits.
Absolutely. I definitely pick up what Caroline's saying there. For instance, I was talking to one woman who's come back to us there in February, and she was commuting from Cuckoo into Dublin. So that was a 13-hour day. And then another friend of mine, actually, a nurse who's working at the moment, you know, a standard nurse's shift is 13 hours on a ward. And you commute an hour back into Dublin, say a nurse working in Vincent's or any healthcare worker, that's a 15 or 16 hour day. And if you can relieve any of that, I know nurses can't because I'm talking to people who have to spend an hour and a half commuting every day. Mm. It's a phenomenal load on people's lives. And then on the N11, like Declan, you know, we're publishing the Mountains to Sea feasibility study report now next month, Newtown 2050. And one of the things we're looking at is creating cycling and walking infrastructure between villages in Wicklow. And it plugs straight into remote working and being able to take traffic off the N11, get children cycling to school, get people cycling or walking to work. Like all our villages are very close together. You know,
the parents back in the evening faster as well to interact with the kids. But two aspects just to ask you finally, Caroline. And one is employers' reaction to this. We've heard, put forward by both of you, it's great for employees. How do you think the employers will look at it?
I think at first there's going to be a bit of fear because, as I said earlier, no one likes being told they have to do something or have to provide something. But I really don't think it's anything to be afraid of or worried about. I think it's going to work out for everybody because at the end of the day, me personally, and I think I speak for a lot of employers, we want our employees to be happy because if they're happy, they're better. Everything's better. They'll do their job better. They're happier at home. It's just better for everybody. So I think that where possible, and nobody's going to, they're not going to try and do their job where they can't do their job. This is only where it works for everybody. So I do think it'll sort itself out very naturally in that way because you have to be able to do your job. And so that's absolutely going to be fine. And I think that employers at first might struggle with the idea of having to do this, but I really think we've already shown that we can do it. So I think there's it needs to be discussed and take time, take time to organise all this. But I think it'll all work out fine.
And the other aspect was the disconnect piece in the proposed legislation, which is workers have an entitlement to switch off and not get an email demanding action at 11 o'clock at night or something like that.
Yeah, that's hugely important, hugely important. And I think that's something that it has to be minded very carefully. But again, we're adapting to all this. It's all new. It's all different. So you have to see what's working in the working from home thing, see what's not, and then put plans in place to iron out all those difficulties or blips or whatever. And you're right, you have to make sure you're switching off. Very important. So that has to be worked out as well.
Right. You're going to say something just to finish?
Yeah, just on that, I think it's very important to have the ability to switch off and also how employers treat their employees while they're working remotely. That's, that does not too much, I won't use the term surveillance, but too much ability to keep track of employees so they can have lunch or use the toilet facilities or anything like that when they work remotely in the present situation or in hubs or at home or in anywhere like that. So I think it's going to get very interesting how this all develops. And as Caroline says, it's new territory and issues will be ironed out as things roll on. But I think overall the paper has been really welcomed and it's going to get very interesting to see how our focus is rural communities, how they react to this, and will Wicklow County Council step up and relax planning laws so that farms can diversify into having some ability to house workers and, particularly the upland villages take advantage of this. There's an awful lot of people living up in the uplands who have to commute into Dublin for broadband quality or for work purposes. And stopping that, the Calvary Road coming down as Kilmechanic there in the morning is terrible busy because of it. It would make an awful difference to the whole of County Wicklow, east and west. I think it's a very positive move. It should be welcomed.
Okay, Hugh, I was just thinking that I've been here since February of last year, working from home. And what I miss most of all is the interaction with guests, meeting people in person. I mean, it's great to be working from home in a pandemic out of the way of the virus. But at the same time, you know, there's in my particular case anyway, there's a price to be paid of missing out on meeting people and having a chat when the mic is not on and things like that. But anyway, that's just me. Everybody will have their view.
Yeah, one of the things we've missed, actually, because, you know, one of the purposes of the Hub was we had a barbecue every once a month, you know, to get together at a bit of a networking event, or we'd have a presentation, we'd have some kind of form of community action where people get to know each other, and we bring people from the villages who might, you know, have a particular thing they want to talk about. We can't do that anymore. The whole reason for Hub working, you know, was to create communities as well as a workplace. But it'll get back to normal soon.
It'll be back. Okay, Hugh O'Toole there, owner of Hub 13, and also Caroline Jackson from Jackson Stone Recruitment. Thank you both.
Thanks very much, Declan.
Good morning. And a text here says, you can work from home if you have a home. Are younger singletons hugging a room in their parents' home? Will they ever move out and become independent? You can feel the exasperation there. But anyway, that's the thoughts of Leo Varadkar at the moment, and a proposal on working from home. Right, it's the morning show.